Clearly, one of the fascinations of the relationship between Cézanne and Pissarro is that it was mainly affected through the medium of landscape painting. Mm-hmm.
The story behind these two paintings is rather fascinating. Bizarrely, they were not done side by side, as one could imagine. The painting by Pissarro to your left was executed when he had just come back from about a year of exile in London, because in 1870-71, France was at war against Prussia. And the village in which the Pissarros lived, Louveciennes, had been occupied by the Prussian troops. It was a devastating experience. And what I find fascinating is the fact that in that beautiful, harmonious, silvery, softly painted canvas, there is no sign of the disasters of war that he's just gone through. There's a liveliness on the surface. There's the way he catches this atmospheric effect. Pissarro's eldest son, Lucien, remembers Cézanne coming to their house and being fascinated by this particular painting, asking Pissarro to borrow it to paint the painting that you see to your right. Cézanne, through Pissarro, becomes completely bitten by the bug of landscape painting.
Cézanne will eventually pursue a high degree of abstraction in his work, with bold, simplified forms, a trend that is already evident in this picture. Pissarro advises him to rely on his own personal style as a catalyst for his art.
Don't bother trying to look for something new. You won't find novelty in the subject matter, but in the way you express it.